The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It was 1981, the start of the Reagan administration. James Brady had been at his dream job as press secretary just 10 weeks when John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate the president, who was leaving a speaking engagement.
Back to the White House. Back to the White House. Rawhide is okay.
The president had in fact suffered a punctured lung, but James Brady took a bullet to the brain, and it would forever change the gun control debate. More after this from Charlie. Former Reagan press secretary and gun control campaigner James Brady passed away yesterday at the age of 73. He came to Washington as a conservative Republican, but in an instant found himself a symbol of the consequences of easy access to guns.
I know I would not be sitting here in this damn wheelchair if we had common sense legislation.
It actually took him a few years to fully support his wife Sarah's campaign for federal background checks and a waiting period for gun purchases, but their campaign eventually won the support of former President Reagan in 1991, and the Brady Bill was signed into law by President Clinton in 1993. Will Volota is with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
It's remarkable to reflect on the 2 million gun sales to criminals, domestic abusers, and other dangerous people that have been blocked by that legislation.
Jim Brady would never fully recover from his injury, but as he told CBS's Bill Plant in 2006, he was grateful just to have survived.
Were there times when you thought you wouldn't make it?
Yes.
What was that like?
Those weren't the happiest times.
But you still are bitter or no?
Well, it's not classy to be bitter, and I try to be classy, as you know.
And despite his struggle, like his old boss, he never lost his sense of humor.
I've learned that it is smarter to duck.
It is smarter to duck. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.